Tensions spike between the United States and North Korea after government action taken last week. What does it all mean? That's coming up. And while we're talking about government decisions, a humanitarian crisis we've been covering further impedes the world's ability to produce enough food. We'll tell you what's being done about it. But first, North Korea is livid. For the first time ever, the U.S. has levied sanctions over its human rights violations. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, explains.
What this means is basically they cannot conduct financial transactions around the world.
So North Korea considers the restrictions an act of war and has severed communication. But will sanctions actually have any teeth?
It is a way of putting pressure on the North Korean regime, as well as drawing attention to their repeated human rights offenses, their repeated nuclear aggressiveness, and other things that make them a pariah within the international community.
Like the persecution of Christians. Yet, when we look in and think North Korea is the hardest place to be a Christian.
From what I am told from our North Korean brothers and sisters, they say, no, don't say that. We are serving the Lord here. The Lord is blessing us here. There is Christian activity that's going on inside North Korea. They have to be very careful.
As North Korea grows even more reclusive, Nettleton urges us to pray for believers in North Korea for encouragement and boldness.
That they will not grow weary and discouraged, but that they will continue to serve the Lord, continue to grow in their faith.
Now imagine if you had to share a water source with all of your neighbors. Bath or drinking water, it all comes from the same place. Imagine what would happen if one day that source was gone. That's the situation facing many villages in Central America, so says Chris Huff of Living Water International.
We work with them by showing them different health and hygiene lessons, and incorporated within those lessons are different Bible stories, different verses. We do different crafts with children to help illustrate God's love and how he cares for each and every one of us.
And his team set up wells and pumps to provide physical water. They make sure to spread the news of the living water, too.
For the last 3 years, Nicaragua has been going through a very severe drought. As a matter of fact, many of the wells in Nicaragua have dried up. And so it's a very difficult time.
This is a great story. But realize, too, the work doesn't come without its challenges.
Some of our equipment is getting older. And so we are looking to replace that equipment so that we can continue to do the work in Nicaragua.
If this sounds like something you'd like to be part of, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And finally, Congress is waiting for President Obama's signature on the recently passed Global Food Security Act. Lucas Koch of Food for the Hungry says they support the act because it requires the U.S. government to have a plan to address food insecurity with public reporting to ensure that tax dollars are being spent wisely.
Adding a new program or adding to the U.S. budget or adding an additional cost to U.S. taxpayers.
President Obama has already said his intent is to sign the document, the importance being heightened due to the ongoing humanitarian crisis.
We have 60 million people displaced around the world. This is a new crisis by which the world hasn't seen anything this bad since the end of World War II. We have a humanitarian role to play as we continue to urge our leaders to seek solutions.
Coach says it's time for citizens to make their voice heard.
I would encourage everyone who considers Jesus Christ Lord to certainly continue to pray for the poor of the world, recognizing that we are the hands and feet of Jesus. We can call, we can write our leaders to say, this is important to me, this matters to my faith, and this matters, I think, to our country.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that will help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. The updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.